Good morning and welcome to Blackrock Castle in Cork. And the place is deserted. The castle is deserted. I'm looking here, I see a lady in the shop across the way, inside the grounds of the castle. She's there, but all the tables outside are empty. It's a chilly day. And I'm going into the cafe here in the hope that my partner in crime, Roger Overall, is here already. And he may not be. No, there's a man there in the corner and there's wandering in here. Good morning. Hello. I'm wandering in here and is the room cold again this morning, Roger Overall? Have we got a fire? My God, we do. We have got a turf and no, not turf. We've got logs. We've got logs in wicker baskets at both sides of the fire. And we got this man huddled over an iPad here and all sorts of paraphernalia. And he's already been drinking. Right, well, here we are. Good morning, Roger Overall.
Already been drinking. You know we start at 9:30, don't you?
I thought 10 o'clock is our newly arranged kickoff time. I thought we found that we couldn't actually make it at 9:30, so we'd start at 10. Are you saying I'm late again?
No, well, you're from now on,
yes,
because we have our listeners as our witnesses. 10 o'clock.
Okay. All right. The main thing is how's here. Life? How's life this morning? I'll put the iPhone down on the table here, and I'll put the bag on the chair.
I'm enjoying the fire and the warm welcome and the fact that I can walk in here and the fire's going.
Oh, thank God.
They say, would you like your usual, sir? And
oh, really?
Have you had
a bit of that?
I've had a bit of that.
There's nothing nicer than being recognised.
Absolutely.
And welcomed back.
It is absolutely wonderful. And had a conversation about a possible upcoming event that is being organised here at some point, we hope.
Not the American presidential election. No. Is not being organised in Blackrock Castle.
Surely not. I'm not sure it would fit in the castle, to be honest.
Did you have a chat with them here about the possibility that we might take over this place one evening and have an event?
Yes.
You did? Oh, good, good. You can tell me all about that.
They are mustard keen.
Are they?
Yes, they are.
Excellent. That's just the way we want to be.
The kind of hospitality we can expect.
I love that phrase, mustard keen.
Yes.
He's been living in England for a long time in his life. You know, the Irish never say mustard keen. Was it to do with putting... filling up a musket and firing it, or it had nothing to do with that. Mustard keen. Where does that
mustard
phrase come
keen.
From?
Dear
listeners, if you know where mustard keen comes from,
I'm going to hazard a guess. And while I'm hazarding a guess, I'm also going to go on Wikipedia. It must be.
Okay. While Roger is thinking about mustard. Why on earth would it be? Important to know about mustard. Roger's a bit of a foodie, you know. He not only photographs it, he tells stories about it, and now he's going to realise that he's never been employed by a mustard manufacturer.
I haven't.
Roger, are there any Irish mustard manufacturers?
Is there any reason why there shouldn't be
Irish mustard, right? There's English mustard.
There's English mustard.
There is English mustard and French mustard.
Yes.
I was brought up on being a lover of French mustard and not a lover of English mustard. My brother, on the other hand, was a lover of English mustard. English mustard being much hotter than French mustard.
Yes.
Now, can you please tell us about Irish mustard?
I couldn't tell you anything about Irish mustard. I don't know whether it's even made here. I'm assuming somebody in Ireland must make mustard. But whether it is a distinctive Irish mustard, whether you could walk into a shop and say, I want mustard that is Irish, and it has a particular character that makes it Irish mustard.
A cup of tea, please. It'd be lovely. Thank you.
I couldn't tell you. I am now...
Well, you see, you're an expert on mushrooms, you see, and that's not very
far
removed
from... I know an expert on
you
mushrooms.
Know... Well, that's good enough for me. No. But the point is, mustard and mushrooms are all... Anyway, look, good morning. We're here to record the podcast...
Yeah.
You know, and in a minute we're settling down to record Business Jazz podcast in Blackrock Castle in Cork, Ireland. And I've just arrived here with a whole lot of international thoughts on my mind, Roger, which we'll put in a separate audio boo, I think.
Yeah.
But anyway, this morning, you're well? Have you got us any better equipment than we're used to having? Or are we going to use our usual equipment?
We're going to be using our usual equipment.
Right. Do you think if any equipment manufacturers wanted to lend us equipment, would we take it and trial it on the Business Jazz podcast?
I'm not sure we'd trial it on the podcast. We'd trial it. I definitely would trial it.
Would you?
I would absolutely trial it. I'm not sure we'd trial it on the podcast, but I'm very keen to get a hold of a piece of equipment from the United States that Christian Payne documentally has recommended. And it might make its way into our portfolio of equipment at some point.
Say, speak about it. I'm all ears.
I can't remember whether it's called the Squid or the Octopus. Anyway, it is two microphones that connect into one jack, and the audio quality from it that I've heard so far is absolutely excellent.
Is this really one of these things you could put one on you and one on me, and we could then record?
Well, it'd be the same setup we have at the moment, but instead of the microphones running into individual connections, they'd all run into the same one. And whether you get a stereo track from that, I don't know. Quite possibly you would. But I have heard audio quality from it, and it is absolutely excellent. Wikipedia, by the way, is having trouble with the phrase mustard keen. I'm looking at a blank screen, and it's searching and searching.
Right, okay.
Oh, no, well, here we go.
Well, look, I haven't ever come across anything that I couldn't find on Wikipedia.
No, nor me. Right. Mustard, condiment, must be that, surely.
Condiment?
Yeah, there's no... It doesn't give anything for the phrase mustard keen.
You're looking at the Wikipedia app on your iPad, are you?
I am.
I've never seen the Wikipedia app on the iPad.
Right.
There we are. So, anyway, look, listeners, the good news is that after being very chilled early outside and at home, even though it's a lot milder today than it was yesterday. Oh, you're great. Thank you very, very much. That's lovely. The arrival of the teaspoon, the little bottle of milk, which is the traditional style of milk here at Blackrock Castle. We'll say cheerio to you while we carry on getting ready to record this podcast.
Fruit mustards.